Hey, everybody, what's up? Patriot Nick was at it again. He was freaking out all week long, trying to bring down your old pal Eric Zane with nutty photoshops and no punctuation. I covered this on the Patreon bonus podcast on Friday. This was one that you kind of had to watch, okay, on Patreon. But I do a good job explaining it as to what is happening, but there was some visual accompaniment to this, but that's okay. I want you to check out this Patreon bonus preview, a highlight, if you will. And if you want the full show, you got to go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. So here you go. This is how it happened Friday on the Patreon bonus. Welcome in to all of you. I have something very, very funny to share with you. And here's the background. Now, we all know that for extended time, and I mean, this week in particular, I've been harsh with my insults towards the group formerly known as Zaniacs. And the reason why that happens is because I'm very, very much aware at how they have been ripping me a new one since my controversy started to start this week at some point. Now, I had been leaving them alone, whatever, maybe an occasional blast here and there on the show, but for the most part, whatever. I don't really care. But I even have a few of the people that would send me like screenshots. I said, you know, I don't want to get mad anymore. So but what I don't know, blissfully ignorant. So whatever they post on the group formerly known as Zaniacs United, don't send it to me unless it's like a death threat or something like that. So I haven't heard anything, and so that's good. But when shit started to hit the fan Monday of this week, the group that was like, oh, we just want to be left alone. We don't want any more trouble. We've moved on. Why hasn't he? We've moved on and blah, blah, blah. You know, right away, they smelled blood in the water. And so shit started to go down. I didn't see it. I didn't care to find out. I had one move say they're having a field day over there. I go, I don't even want to know that. Whatever. I'm staying out of it. But then Patriot Nick started to show up in like my shit. Now, for some reason, he was not blocked on Facebook, on my Facebook. So he posts something nasty on my Facebook, and I deleted it, and then I blocked him. And then he went to another one of his accounts, and he did the same thing. And I deleted it, and I blocked that one. And then he went to the third account, and I did the same thing. I deleted it, and I blocked him. And then that was the end of it. And so that kind of passed. And then this started to unfold because, and let me share this with you. Okay, this is my blocked list on my Reddit. As you know, I'm in charge of my own Reddit. And here's Nick right here. Okay? And he posted this. He posted it to my page. It's me, the old change my mind meme with that written down on it. And there's a lawyer behind me. This is a classic Pellerito Photoshop. And he posted it to mine and I deleted it and blocked him. And then he posted it. You see here, this is the Free Beer and Hot Wings subreddit. Well, of course, I have a relationship with a guy who runs that. And I said, hey, man, this guy he's just trying to start trouble. And I don't want anything to do with this whole dialogue on the front of this. So, and he goes, oh, no problem. So he deleted it. And the guy who deleted it wrote, not trying to get Zane in more trouble. And Nick wrote, why not? And he always writes with no. You can always tell Nick, because he writes with just words. There's just words there. And he writes, why not? The fucker certainly has no room to talk about abuse. And so that's been like the premise since this all started. Since we've been talking about people being hurt and abused in relationships, it's like, well, I'm an abuser now, apparently. That's the big thing. And you know, I made the distinction. I was like, no, if you want to call me a hypocrite, I would have to have, like, punched my wife, okay? If you want to talk apples to apples here. But just because I make fun of some of the fat bitches that are your pals, well, fuck it. I wouldn't even have dreamt of being so mean to those fat bitches if they didn't act like assholes to me in the first place. So fuck you and fuck them, okay? I would have never have gone for the jugular on any of that had it had not gone down the road that you all took it, all right? It's a two-way street. A two-way street in a fight to the death between piece of shit, trash assholes like you MAGA scum is way different than the scenario that has been talked about in the past week about domestic abuse, right? Right. Thank you. So anyway, that happened. I didn't think anything of it. So then Nick goes and makes another Reddit. What do you call it? Not character. Reddit name, whatever. Another account. Jesus. And this time, the Photoshop is a Halloween costume. And you can buy a asshole with a microphone costume. Okay? Includes headphones, dick-shaped microphone, shit for brains, self-importance, and defamation lawsuit. Adult-sized costume, one size fits most. Okay. All right. There you go. And he makes that post and puts it on there. Now, again, this is the guy who with the asshole with the microphone who, remember now, Dirk has said, you guys, stop giving him shit to talk about. Quit it, because you're going to be talked about. It's going to give him content, and it's going to be funny. It's going to be worthwhile content. If it gets on my radar enough, and this one had to, when I went to bed last night, I wasn't planning on talking about this. But he's been at it. There's more to this. So now it's like, all right, now it's something to talk about.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Rob says, an unhinged insurrectionist has 3 Facebook accounts. Maureen says, I think that the Sam I Am a Goon character in the chat several days ago sounded a lot like Patriot Nick. I agree. Rob says, ignoring someone's Twitch comments is abuse now. All right. So, hang on. Where was I? Jesus. So, people didn't really know if he was just being silly or being ignorant or whatever. So, I kind of blew it out. Well, I did. I deleted it and I banned that that account. I knew it was Nick. So whatever. But he goes ahead and he's got another one. This is account number 3. All right. And then on this one, He wrote, Eric, I literally can do this all night. Keep fucking around. Seriously, do tap out and accept the criticism. Stop permabanning, you cowardice. Is it cowardice? Cowardly? I don't know. Stop permabanning, you cowardice fucking cunt, if you can't handle criticism and only want cocksucking, call Corey from Maine Fuckface. Again, if I were to give him the benefit of punctuation, this would read, stop permabanning me, you coward. Period. Fucking cunt, exclamation point. If you can't handle criticism, I can't even fix this, and only want cock sucking, comma, call Corey from Maine, fuck face. And then he wrote, delete this and I'll make 1,000 more accounts, you fucking loser. Now, I haven't responded to any of it. I just delete it and move on. And I was like, boy, this seems fucking crazy now. This is why it went the way it did. This is a perfect example of why we are in the spot that we are now. And this happened, you know, all of this time and energy that he's doing all of this shit. It's like, Jesus Christ, you could be working a second job and saving up money for, you know, your wife's next fucking oral surgeon exam. Jesus. And all these accounts, he's got more fake accounts than his wife actually does teeth that are white. Jesus. I didn't want any of this. I was hoping that it would just go away. But, all right, if you want, you can go ahead and hope for the best. I mean, you've got your Facebook platform. Have at it on there. I mean, surely people would love to hear what you have to say there. My God. Rob writes, reading how it's written is so funny. Thank you. He had been, I guess, sending Zooms to you all like last weekend. I can promise you, I think I know what that was all about. He was trying to get as many of you to pay attention to their Zoom to discuss that I am a hypocrite now. I am hypocritical, which I don't think they understand the definition of hypocritical. I mean, for the women that in my life, in terms of the audience slash friends who I care very much about, I would never dream of saying anything abusive to important people that are sitting here right now. I mean, even if Maureen and Stevie or whatever, or Bobby Green said something that were like, well, shit, they would never try to hurt me intentionally like that. However, if they did try to shit where I sleep, I may call you guys terrible names. I'm just going to be up front with you. I don't think we're going to have that problem because I've pretty much eliminated the dumb fucks that were part of this show. But if you do decide to say horrible things about me and indict me about shit that isn't true, I'm going to think up terrible things and insults for you. Yes, that is true. But not right now. Why would I even dream about doing that right now? You're all sweet, and I love you very much. Bobby says I'm way too nice for that. That I believe. Stevie says I got an email around 10 p.m. Saturday and another at about midnight. Yeah, he sent out the first batch, and then he's kind of like, no one showed up. I guess they must have missed it. I better send another one just in case. Holy fuck. What a fucking sicko. That is it. My Patreon highlight. I like to give these to you for free from time to time. Give you an idea of what goes on Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane for just $5 a month or $10 a month. $5 a month gets you all the audio. $10 a month, the audio, the video, the live streams. You join me in the live audience for the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. It's all there. Thank you so much for being part of that, if you've been in the past. And if you are thinking about it, just give it a try for 1 month. See how it goes. Otherwise, thanks for your time and listening to this one. Have a good one. Bye-bye.